This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker. In the past few months, Asma Vanska has conducted from a wheelchair. He's conducted sitting on a stool. And now, finally, he can conduct standing up after suffering a bad fall and shattering his pelvis. He told me there's a lot of metal keeping him going, and that's another reason he's decided his motorcycling days are over.
I have decided to sell it because I'm now 70 and I have had enough miles with the motorcycle, so that is all okay. And it goes to the Symphony Ball auction this June. And so I don't want to have any stupid risks anymore in my life.
Asma Vanska has been a music director for almost 40 years. 19 of those years were with the Minnesota Orchestra. Recordings he made with that orchestra are still being released. The latest is Mahler's Symphony No. 9. What makes Mahler's Symphony No. 9 so powerful?
At the time when his daughter was died, and Mahler's heart, he knew that there is something wrong. The heart is not okay, and he was thinking that he is coming to the end of his life. And even if he wrote about the world and about the life younger, his picture was different than when he was an older composer. Death is much closer to this music. It's a question about the whole life, the whole world, whatever those things are included.
Mahler was also a conductor as well as a composer. Because he was so well-versed in both of those areas, what does that mean? I mean, are you seeing something in the score that makes his intentions may be even clearer because he knows both of those roles so well?
It means for me that I have to take very seriously what he wrote, and he's giving also a lot of instructions on the score. Technically speaking, I don't need to add anything to the score. I just try to do what he wrote there, and my experience is that is the way how it works. But then it comes to the point, well, technical things are not the final saying in the music. The final saying is what my heart, what the heart of the players are telling them when they are playing those.
Can you give me an example where in this Ninth Symphony of this performance with the Minnesota Orchestra, with you conducting, where you followed your heart?
From the first bar until the last bar. There is not one bar which is done without emotional feelings. Not one bar which is done without the heartbeat and the understanding which comes from the music about life, about the world.
Mahler's protege, Bruno Walter, conducted the premiere of this symphony just over a year after Mahler died. And Walter said that as he studied the score, he recognized the way Mahler walked, his gait, in some of the limping rhythms of the first movement. And then later, Leonard Bernstein said that it could have been Mahler's irregular heartbeat. What do you hear in that first movement?
I think both are right. I believe that the reason why we like that music is that those details could be about our lives too. After my accident, I have much more understanding about people who cannot move. And I also understand that I was very close to die. We all have our dark moments and we all have our hope. And then we are thankful about, wow, this is a new chance. That all is coming from Mahler's music.
Mahler's Symphony No. 9, Asma Vanska with the Minnesota Orchestra. To hear the full conversation, download the extended podcast. That's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.